Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a six-minute walk test on Cynthia Eckert, E-C-H-E-R-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/5/23, Mrs. Eckert performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, the patient's room air saturation was 97%, period. She did pause at 2 minutes and 32 seconds due to fatigue and stopped two more times due to fatigue. Period. She did achieve 296 meters, and her saturation at the end of the study was 96%. Period. Of pattern of compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6 minute walk test on Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Ramsdale, R-A-M-S-D-A-L-E. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 9/5/23, Mrs. Ramsdale performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. She walked 414 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. In a paragraph of impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Charles Harris. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/5/23, Mr. Harris performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Zaroleta, S-Z-A-R-O-L-E-T-A. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 9/5/23, Mrs. Zaroleta performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/30/22, there's been no change, period. Of paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Pardes. On 9/5/23, Mrs. Ahern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was normal. There was minimal airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/22, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next, 6 minute walk test on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 9/5/23, this is Monsees performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 93%, period. Patient stopped the test at 1 minute and 41 seconds, period. At that time, she did desaturate to 85%. And ended the test, period. She did not require oxygen, but at one point her saturation was 78%, period. Of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 9/5/23, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/15/23, there's been some improvement, period. Of paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement, period. Next, 6 minute walk test on James DiCapua. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 9/5/23, Mr. DiCapio performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the luminary saturation was 97%. Period. The patient did achieve 299 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 96% at the end of the study. Period of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/5/23, Mr. Terrell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/7/23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a C Mossholder, Mossholder. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 9/5/23, Mrs. Mossholder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/8/23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.